From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Supporters of the Iranian government demonstrated Saturday in the capital of Tehran as anti-government protests entered a third day and spread to other cities. The protest occurred as Iranian authorities issued another warning against illegal gatherings. A relatively small group of government protesters rallied at the University of Tehran, but they were greatly outnumbered by thousands of pro-government supporters in a show of government strength. According to the Associated Press, the first month of U.S. President Donald Trump's term in office, he sent an American scholar to meet with North Korean officials and to relay a message. That message was that the new administration was appreciative of a nearly four-month freeze of the North's nuclear and ballistic missile test and thought it might just offer a ray of hope. However, the AP reported North Korean officials said the lack of testing wasn't a sign of conciliation and insisted that Kim Jong-un would order tests whenever he wanted. 2 days later, the North launched a new medium-range missile, ushering in a year of escalating tensions. Meanwhile, Reuters reports that Russian tankers have supplied fuel to North Korea on at least three occasions. And new reports also come as China has denied facilitating oil shipments to North Korea in violation of the United Nations Security Council sanctions. Hundreds of thousands of law enforcement, military, and security officials will be deployed in cities around the world to keep New Year's Eve revelers safe as they gather to welcome in 2018. In the United States, New York officials announced that they will use two-step screenings, snipers, street closures, and specially trained dogs to secure Times Square, as an estimated 2 million people gather there. This is VOA News.